A song takes words and music and fuses them.
I fell asleep down by a stream, and there I heard the stranger's dream.
Yet the human brain can instantly separate a song's lyrics from its melody. NPR's John Hamilton reports on new research that explains how that happens.
The idea came from songbirds. Robert Zatori of McGill University says their brains analyze sounds using two separate measures. One assesses how quickly a sound fluctuates over time. The other detects the frequencies a sound contains.
So we were sort of inspired by that, and we thought, hey, maybe that's what the human brain does, too.
To find out, Zatori and his team got help from a composer and a soprano, and they created lots of a cappella recordings like this one.
The people thought a coin was hidden there.
Then they used a computer to alter the recordings. Zatori says sometimes they removed information about sound frequencies.
The people thought a coin was hidden there.
So the speech is perfectly comprehensible, but all the melody is essentially gone.
Zatori says other songs were altered to remove information about changes over time.
Then what happens is that you can still perceive the melody, but you can no longer tell what the speech is.
That set the stage for what Zatori really wanted to know, how a human brain would process these altered songs. So
we had people listen to these strange sounds inside the fMRI scanner, which allows us to look at brain activity.
And the team found that these 49 people decoded sounds the same way songbirds do. Zatori says the process involves two circuits on opposite sides of the brain.
On the left side, you can decode the speech content, but not the melodic content. And on the right side, you can decode the melodic content, but not the speech content.
So Zatori says when we hear a song, it engages both hemispheres of the brain in a way that's different than either speech or music alone.
That might be why it's especially prominent and especially meaningful. And to this day, you know, songs are by far the most common style of music.
The study appears in the journal Science. And Daniela Samler from the Max Planck Institute for Human Cognitive and Brain Sciences in Germany says it explains something scientists have known for many decades.
If you have a stroke in the left hemisphere, you're much more likely to have a language impairment than after a stroke in the right hemisphere.
And if something damages certain areas in the right hemisphere, it can affect the perception of music. But Samler says it takes both hemispheres to fully experience any type of sound. And she says it's likely that the circuitry connecting areas involved in speech and music has been around for a long time.
Charles Darwin said that actually the languages that we use today emerge from something that was a song-like proto-language. So you see that he had song in his thinking.
Samler says now that there's evidence a song takes two separate paths through the brain, researchers need to figure out how the brain assembles the information into a coherent whole.
We perceived a song as a song, right? It's one thing, and it's not like a speech stream or a melody stream.
And the impact can be more powerful than either on its own. John Hamilton, NPR News.
You might think that every song you hear